Welcome into the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. You can also catch us on Dash Radio. That's the Nothing But Net channel. Search for Dash Radio, download that app, and then search for Nothing But Net. You'll find us every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific. Also, check out fivereasonsports.com. Spell that out, F-I-V-E, reasonsports.com, for all of our latest content, not just the Miami Heat, but also the Miami Marlins now in the playoffs against the Chicago Cubs. We also cover Inter Miami, the Hurricanes now starting 3-0 and eighth in the country. What's happening with Miami sports? My God. And even the Miami Dolphins are coming off a win. So check out fivereasonsports.com. Also, the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We really appreciate all of them, especially during COVID. They helped keep us going. So please support them to support us. One of them is MyBookie. And I know there are some people who did pretty well over there tonight. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know the NFL's back and the NBA playoffs are in full swing, which can only mean one thing. It's winning season at MyBookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, game's 10 times more excited when I'm putting some money on it. Sometimes I have a gut feeling about a matchup, or sometimes I'm just betting on a team because, I don't know, I feel like it that day. Whatever the reason is, whether you've been betting for years or you're ready to play for the first time, MyBookie is your best bet this season with the biggest online selection of bets and props that made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You would be crazy not to invest in your sports knowledge with that kind of potential return on your investment. $10 to win thousands. Sign me up. You too can sign up at MyBookie. Just use the promo code 5 on the floor. Spell it out, F-I-V-E, on the floor, to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means if you put 100 in, they'll give you another 100. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. NBA, NFL, MLB, with the playoffs coming up, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at mybookie.ag. And now, today's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
on the floor.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick with Alphonse Sidney, Alex Toledo, and Greg Sylvander. Part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. And as we're recording this episode, Bam Adebayo is holding up the trophy for winning the Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat, with a star who supposedly couldn't get along with teammates, with a 34-year-old point guard, with two guys drafted out of Kentucky in the middle of the first round, who Heat fans didn't even like the selections that much at the beginning, with an undrafted shooter who had to start at Williams College, and with two players picked up at the deadline, are going to the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Greg.
So this might be the most validating NBA Finals run in franchise history, considering everything that they have kind of had to go up against in the last couple of years to turn this thing around, to bringing Jimmy in and then seeing Bam and Hero flourish the way that they've done. Gorn having a renaissance run here. They got to the finals. I mean, this is just, it's so much fun to see Bam hold that Eastern Conference Finals trophy. I know that it's not the ultimate trophy, but the fact that this has been accelerated to the point that they are in the NBA Finals when they were in NBA purgatory, according to so many experts, it's really remarkable. I'm really at a loss for words at this point. We've said this over and over, like broken records throughout this whole run. We've kind of been speechless multiple moments. This is a moment right here. What Bam Adebayo did to close out the Boston Celtics is will go down in Heat history as one of the biggest closeout games. He showed up, you know, he took the responsibility in game five for the loss and came back, capitalized on every mismatch, and he was unbelievable. He's an absolute superstar.
I mean, what else is there to say? Bam Adebayo, I mean, we couldn't have written it any better. He was the absolute best player on the floor tonight. Everything you said times three. He's the best player in the series other than last game. I mean, what a performance, man. The guys absolutely came through. Everybody wanted to shoot. That was just honestly the best way that you could finish this without letting them get the momentum to get to game seven. And I just think what Bam did tonight just kind of cemented him as, you know, truly one of the best players in the league, because the Miami Heat just beat the Bucks and the Celtics back to back. And they're now about to get LeBron in the finals. And this is all just kind of like hitting me right now. So excuse me if I'm kind of going all over the place, but this is ridiculous. The five seed does not go to the finals, man. They were already ahead of schedule being the five seed and kind of just being as good as they were all season. Then you do the trade that you made in February. We all argued about it. And you know, now we're here. And they're back in the finals, man. Like, what is this? What's happening right now, man? Look at the guys on this team. Look at the storylines behind all. Do you remember two summers ago when all these superstars switched teams and Jimmy Butler was the one who joined supposedly a team without any other stars or any other real elite talent? This is the next season after that. We're in the finals versus LeBron James and Anthony Davis. This is unbelievable. Like, I don't even understand what's going on right now.
To me, what this is, and we'll talk about this game because I do think we need to memorialize it in some way, because you're right, Greg. Bam Adebayo's performance today, to me, is top 10 all-time for the Heat in the playoffs because of the circumstances, because of the way that he put it on his shoulders. Okay, after the last game, I was not good enough. And that's why I tweeted before this game, or 4 hours before this game, as Bam goes tonight, the Heat will go. And he took over a game. And we have been saying all year, he's capable of doing this. Why does he not do it more often? And a lot of times it's because I got the sense that he doesn't believe it. You know, you had so many people in this organization that I call the Holy Trinity of Bigs, right? The Haslams, the Boshes, and the Zoes anointing him as next. You had Jimmy saying he's the best player on the team, the most important player on the team. You had Spoelstra empowering him, right? But a lot of times it seemed like it was Bam who was holding Bam back. And I go back to that seemingly meaningless game 10 months ago, whatever, 8 months ago now, against Washington, where Jimmy was out of the game at the end and Bam had to take over. And he took over this game. But he took it over with Jimmy in there. He took it over with Goran in there. He took it over in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. I mean, if ESPN could have run 3,000 promos for Game 7 with Jason Tatum's son on the floor, they would have, okay? The officials, everything else we talked about this whole series that seemed to be going against Miami. And to have this player in particular be the one to take it over the finish line when this is the player that the franchise sees as the next face, it's so meaningful in that regard. And again, they were down six. They were down six in the fourth quarter. And Heat fans on my timeline, and I had to tweet back at them, look, this thing's not – they were catatonic. He can't win. And it's as if you didn't see games one and game two. So we're watching, as we're recording here, we're watching some of the images here. You know, some of the guys who didn't get to play as much, the Nuns, the Leonards, the DJJs are smiling there with everybody else. This is, in a lot of ways, and I want you guys to challenge me on this. To me, this is the best story in Heat history. To me, it's the best coaching job in Heat history. And to me, this is one of, and this may be a little bit out of depth because you guys are not as focused on the other sports. To me, it might be the best coaching job in South Florida sports history.
Wow.
And there's going to be some Shulaites who get on me about that because it's hard to beat a perfect season, right? But if you look at the circumstances, we talked about this being the truest test of an organization, of a coaching staff. There's no asterisks here. This team had to beat two really good teams and one team that was a little diminished, but still they handled that team in four games. And they did it with undrafted free agents, mid first round picks, okay, and a guy who was drafted 30th, who supposedly nobody wanted to play with. And Bam tonight, 32, 11 of 15 from the field, had every big rebound, every big play late. And I love that picture. Bam right now with his arms around UD. Haslam's going to his sixth NBA Finals.
I think we can put the "is Bam hurt?" Well, he may be hurt, but "is Bam injured?" Stuff to rest, because the way he played tonight, he obviously looks like he is rounding back into form, which is really good to see. Another guy that we would be remiss if we didn't talk more about is Andre Iguodala. I mean, they needed another guy to step up, and to see him kind of have that huge performance. Like, we think about in Heat history, the moments from role players, whether it be Shane Battier or Mike Miller, all the way down the line, to see Iguodala have this huge game tonight. And you know, it's just on a night that you had a couple other guys that didn't play as well, Goran Dragic, things of that
best
nature.
Best game in a Heat uniform, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, seeing Bam lead the charge here, it's no better selling point for the organization. He's an absolute lightning rod around the league amongst other players. So on this big stage, to see him come up in this way, this is the kind of game where you're going to look back and say, okay, this was the moment Bam Adebayo unlocked everything. And from this point forward, he was a player that could impose his will offensively and not just defensively, not just off lobs and things like that. He's really finding it at the right time. And I know we're going to have a lot of days to talk about it, so we won't get too far into the Anthony Davis matchup, but I think he's ready.
No, we're not going ahead tonight. We're pulling that back. We got 2 days to get into it. I'm driving to Orlando tomorrow. We'll get into plenty of Lakers and we'll have big guests. We're watching the Heat players kind of go back in the locker room. Jay Crowder was just holding the trophy. You mentioned Iguodala, the vets that they pick up that they believe in historically always pay off. Okay. Ray Allen pays off with the biggest shot in Heat history after what was, people don't remember now, was a pretty choppy playoff run that he had that year. Mike Miller, okay, after 3 years of, is he going to play? Is he going to play ever
another
again?
Another guy who was
okay.
Chopping the playoffs.
You know, his back issues. He ends up having the shoeless game. Shane Battier, right, after he's benched for game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Indiana, doesn't play, goes to do karaoke and does Oasis songs. Don't look back in anger, and has the huge game in the finals. Andre Iguodala had that game tonight. He had that game tonight when they trust certain veterans. And this is one of the things Heat players, I mean, Heat fans sometimes, and they go, were very frustrated with Iguodala after the last game, right? Didn't do enough, didn't play well. Heat fans get frustrated with players where they can't really see what it is that they're accomplishing. They don't really see the coach's long-term vision for them. And ultimately, they have a game like this. To me, what this is about, and I don't want to look at the Lakers at all tonight. We got 2 days to do that. What this is about is the ultimate validation, as you've talked about, Greg, of the organization. It's the ultimate validation of the coach, okay? And it's the ultimate validation of Jimmy Butler as a teammate. It's the validation of Duncan Robinson being a legitimate NBA, you know, elite shooter. They all got validated by this. And what we talk about, when you talk about Bam being a lightning rod for other players, I think we got to scale it back in this sense. We've talked all year and done so many podcasts here on Five on the Floor about how the Heat can attract other players, right? How they can bring in other people. They just got to the NBA Finals and they didn't need any of those guys. They didn't need Giannis. They didn't need Oladipo. They didn't need Mitchell. They didn't need any of them, okay? They just needed to have a group that was committed, versatile, coachable, okay? And they're a really, really good group of guys too. And you could just tell. And when you see the way that Kendrick Nunn and Myers Leonard and DJJ are reacting to this, Udonis Haslem, guys who didn't play, the genuine joy that they had for the Clippers didn't have that.
So many young pieces are just absolute key contributors, and we know that they haven't even come anywhere near their prime years. So to think about that, when you're getting to the NBA Finals, you still have all this flexibility, and we're not going to look ahead. Like tonight of all nights, we're not going to look ahead. But when you think about the fact that they have this flexibility, they were lining up for these future years, and then they catapulted all that, leapfrogged, they shortcutted the shortcut to the NBA Finals. You're right. Like we kind of have to start looking at this differently, because they have all the pieces. They've proven it. This is not a situation where we need to get into the fan disease of more situation where it's what more can we acquire? This team is an NBA Finals championship contending group, and they haven't even hit their peak. This is the worst Miami Heat team we're going to see in the next few years. And I think that that just ultimately speaks volumes to the job Spoelstra's done, to the job Riley did and Andy did building the team, Jimmy and Bam leading. I mean, up and down, it's just an absolute resounding success.
I mean, it's just unbelievable right now, like watching the coverage and seeing the graphic, right, of like Jimmy and Bam paired up right there with LeBron and AD, and them showing kind of the series price, which, by the way, the Heat are the Lakers are favored. The Heat are plus 360 if you want to go ahead and bet on my bookie promo code 5 on the floor. But yeah, like, it's crazy.
Look at you selling us. Look at you selling us. Well, I can hedge it now. I just won. I won the Milwaukee series. I won getting in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't have to work for 5 on the floor the rest of the year. I'm good.
There you go, man. I mean, we're all learning here. We're all growing here. I mean, the Heat have inspired me to be better. But no, I mean, it's crazy that they're here, man. Like, we really saw the Bam game. Like, he was the best player all series. He was the guy who closed it out for them. Like, Bam really just took that jump right in front of our eyes. Like, we know how important he was all season. We were all saying he was just as important to the team's success as Jimmy. But their series versus the Celtics, he took it to a completely other level. He was the best player in the series. And I really have, like, felt confident about that the whole time. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's just unbelievable to me that he is in his first year as a starter. We were arguing last year with people about whether Hassan or Bam should be the starter going forward.
Oh, gosh.
We are, man. It's been a year. And they're in the finals.
The fact that they had.
Where are those people? Where are those people?
Quiet as
cat.
Straight poverty.
Rooting for Deion and the Lakers.
Well, Deion did make the finals. That's true. He is.
I'm happy for him.
That is.
I will say that.
All right, we're gonna get to more. We're gonna get to more of this in a second. Alex, I think at some point you're gonna jump off on the Zoom calls. Also, if you don't jump off us now necessarily, but later you can certainly check out Alf hosting the post game show over on the YouTube channel. He's got a collection of Five Reason contributors there, and I might actually pop on there. And also, if this comes out beforehand, I'm going to be on WSVN 7 tonight. I want to tell you about another sponsor of the Five Reason Sports Network, though. What should every business professional learn from the Miami Heat? I'll use the word, Greg, culture. That discipline, preparation, full-time maximum effort, and persevering no matter how difficult the task are the pillars of success. When you hire Eric Brown, the official realtor of the Five Reason Sports Network, you've engaged a professional who admires and embraces those principles. With several years of experience representing clients that include celebrities, executives, and professional athletes, as well as first-time home buyers, uniquely combined with a business school education and a mindset like that defining the Heat culture, Eric Brown provides an unmatched level of service. So if you're considering selling or buying a home in South Florida or just want to know what your property is worth, contact Eric at 305-967-9089. That's 305-967-9089, or go to fivereasonsrealtor.com. That's right. He's made it easy for you. Just spell that out, F-I-V-E, reasonsrealtor.com. Find out how his specialized business professional approach provides real value for you. Eric Brown at fivereasonsrealtor.com, the official realtor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. They're showing the Jimmy Butler commercial again, Michelob Light. Michelob Ultra, I'm sorry. We're going to see that a few million times. That's not the official beer of the Five Reasons Sports Network, but we'll allow it for one night. Let's get to Jimmy Butler tonight. We talk about validation. I think that was already accomplished before tonight. He went through one stretch in the third and fourth quarters where he was 0 of 7 from the floor, but finished along with Bam. And I think that we start to talk about Jimmy Butler, and the thing that's remarkable for me is I don't think a Heat player has ever endeared himself to the fan base quicker. I obviously, you know, when they got Zoe, when they got Shaq, Zoe was kind of surly.
You're
when
right.
He came. Shaq belonged to someone else. Yes, there were the water guns and everything else, and the diesel truck and all that. But he felt like somebody else's. Jimmy from the and LeBron, that's a whole other thing. And I'm trying not to use that name too much tonight because everybody knows I want to talk LeBron. I will do a whole episode on LeBron tomorrow, promise. Okay, don't want to do it tonight. But LeBron was larger than life. Jimmy was a Heat player before he was a Heat player. It's like when he arrived, it's like, oh, we've been waiting for you. And that bond is the bond that Jimmy has with this fan base, man. And I said it, Greg, before the year. I tweeted this, and everybody's like, I said, he's going to bond himself more to the Heat fans than LeBron did. And he did. LeBron was borrowed. Jimmy feels like, again, he's theirs. It's different.
Listen, we are exactly, and you said this during the pregame show and also on our season ticket, we're exactly 1 year to the day that Pat Riley introduced Jimmy Butler. And if there was ever a press conference where a player and an organization won the press conference, wow, that was it. It was a moment where Jimmy Butler, a max player, decided to come to Miami for all of the reasons that the organization has been touting for years. And lots of people have looked at it and kind of scoffed at it at times. When you have great players like Dwayne Wade coming through the doors and doing all the recruiting that he did, and not to discount any of that, there's certain elements of the other builds that were predicated on having other things in place. This was literally a guy coming to a team with a bunch of unproven players and joining this group, embracing everything that they're about. You're right. He's really like literally Dwayne, Udonis, Keith Askins, PJ Brown, all rolled up into one. Like it's hard to explain because he just exemplifies so many different elements of Heat culture. And to see him then shout it from the rooftops, it further made it such a huge thing that the other players could rally around, buy into. It was the cool thing to buy into. Jimmy made Heat culture cool beyond just the gym rats. And I think that that's a really a dope thing for Heat fans to kind of get behind. I'm beside myself. You guys know how this goes.
This is amazing. Jimmy Butler is culture mainlined, like Leif said. I mean, this guy is just unreal. They are in the finals, as you know, a year after he makes his decision on the day of, like you said, he had a great game tonight, man. He was there setting the tone from the start, doing his thing where he's not necessarily trying to take all the shots, but he's kind of doing it, picking his spots when necessary, and just kind of letting the offense run by itself. He knows that the offense doesn't need him to pound the ball and look for a shot, which is, by the way, a lot of what he was doing with Philly last year. Also successful, but not this successful, man. He let this offense run like he has all season, and it showed. The results show for themselves. I mean, they were a top seven offense all season. They were an elite offense throughout the bubble, throughout the playoffs, and now they're going to be in the finals because of that, right? Like, their offense was their biggest strength. They were able to improve on defense when the time came and when things really mattered. And they were just the tougher team in the fourth quarter every single time, right? Like, besides last game, where they clearly just were not going to win that game, I think. Every other game where it's been close, the Heat have won. The Heat have toughed it out. And it's all been, I think, because they've taken the identity that Jimmy Butler has imposed on there, right? And again, the culture was there to begin with. But Jimmy Butler came in there and fit in like a glove and powered these young guys. And now they look like they have, like, maybe three or four guys giving them all-star production, a bunch of other role players giving you, like, legit, you know, best shooter in the NBA production. You have a couple role players giving you like elite 3-and-D production. This is ridiculous what they've done, and I think Jimmy Butler has kind of molded this team in his identity.
So my second favorite tweet from Dwayne Wade tonight, because whenever he tweets at me, that's always my favorite. My second favorite tweet was, I am so fucking happy for Jimmy right now. And in some ways, it's crazy. And I'm going to read the other tweet because I know Dwayne is torn, you know? Dwayne is torn. I'm not torn because his buddy's on the other side of the finals. I know who he's rooting for in this one, okay? It's not LeBron. But he's torn because he was so close to something like this again with this group. He's 1 year removed. And we haven't talked
Dwayne
about that.
Dwayne and Bosh should have been a part of this, man.
They should, but we haven't talked enough about this. The organization doing this after the retirement of the greatest player in its history and having not only no drop-off, but going to the NBA Finals. I don't know how many organizations have done that.
The season after.
The no, season you're after. Right. And here's, I will read this one just to be self-indulgent. My daughter was with me tonight, so we watched the whole game from the couch. She kept asking why games are so long and why they keep showing Jason.
I mean, everybody, to be fair, is asking that, right? These reviews are just so long now.
Well, when you're six, it's harder. But I just tweeted, watching the game with my daughter tonight, she asked why Dwayne Wade isn't playing anymore. And I told her, because he's 38. And she goes, that's not that old. I mean, not as old as you. And so Dwayne tweeted, Ethan tweeted back, Ethan, tell her I'm out there in spirit. He was out there in spirit.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He was out there in spirit. He was out there through Jimmy Butler.
You're basically right.
That is the player that he brought here. And again, crazy how this stuff all comes around. If the Heat don't have that blow up with Dwayne in 2015 and then 2016, and he doesn't go spend those meaningless time in Chicago before he went to Cleveland, Jimmy Butler's not here. He's not here because they don't have those conversations, because they saw up close what like a bad culture looks like with young players who weren't on the same page, and they were both incredibly frustrated. And they had conversations about this. And here's the other thing that wouldn't have that led to this happen. Dwayne leaving led to Dwayne coming back, which led to that retirement ceremony, which impressed Jimmy Butler. And my favorite picture that I'm going to have to find again tonight is Dwayne and Jimmy Butler sitting there on the scorer's table getting ready to come back in during Dwayne Wade's night. And so Dwayne was out there tonight in a lot of ways. And I think the fact that they can get to their first NBA finals without Dwayne Wade, six finals, first one without Dwayne Wade, but to have one of his best buddies out there and to be rooting against another of his best buddies, which he's going to be, is a pretty, pretty cool story. We're going to close this up in a second. I want to tell you about, but we got more to get to. What's up, another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That's Gonzalez and Tybor. You can find them at bankruptcyisgoodforyou.com. A recent report showed that over 45% of people use their stimulus checks to repay debt. This is money that could have and should have gone to cover living expenses. Even before the pandemic, household debt in this country, especially credit card debt, was going up and was hurting families and small businesses. Nobody likes to consider bankruptcy as an option for dealing with your debt, but bankruptcy is one of the few laws that exists to actually help consumers. So before you make another debt payment that you cannot afford, or you do something drastic like empty out your 401k or borrow money from friends and family, why don't you talk to a professional about your options? Contact Gonzalez and Tybor. The website is bankruptcyisgoodforyou.com. The phone number is 954-378-8184. An attorney will answer your call. Consultation is always free and can be done by telephone or video conference. This is a local law firm that have helped hundreds of clients get the fresh start that they deserve. So if you're having any issues with debt, don't hesitate. The phone number again, 954-378-8184. Bankruptcyisgoodforyou.com. Greg, we talk validation. Let's validate Eric Spoelstra. And not just for the body of work, but for some of the decisions in this series that I didn't know were going to pay off. He stayed with the zone when a lot of Heat fans on the timeline, they're killing the zone. He stayed with the 7.2 rotation or whatever, just Solomon Hill, no Olynyk. We all thought Olynyk would be a factor. DJJ would be a factor. You know, went away from Nunn and Leonard, and they end up reaching the NBA Finals. Everything worked. Maybe not initially, but ultimately, everything worked. Is he the best coach in the NBA right now?
I think you have to say yes. I mean, trust the Spoelstra, right? I mean, that's what we've come to now. Because, you know, there's a couple other things if you think about this game, and then we'll kind of, you know, I'll pivot to the big picture stuff with Spoelstra. Sticking with Tyler Hero, he had a couple weird turnovers in the midst of this game, letting Tyler Hero continue to initiate offense as the game continued, sticking with Jay Crowder, even though he had some, you know, up and down moments. I think that it was just time and time again in this postseason, they've played different defensive schemes. They've had to go to different rotations off the bench. It's never been consistent. It's been next man up. And all of that was able to kind of come together and be maximized at the right time because of the coaching staff led by Eric Spoelstra. And when you look around the league, a guy with his tenure, now his consistency in getting to the playoffs, in having really competitive teams year over year, and now the NBA Finals, five NBA Finals, and then a sixth as an assistant coach. I mean, and not to mention the rings. Like, he's starting to build the type of resume where I know, Ethan, you've talked a lot about him being the greatest coach in Miami Heat history, and I think we're there now over my guy, Pat Riley. Now we're starting to creep up the list on all-time coaches. And when you think about where Spoelstra came from, out of the video room, and all of the things he's had to overcome, from coaching great superstars to coaching, you know, underrated teams, and the stuff with Chris Bosh getting sick and having to rebuild on the fly, for this all to translate into going from the lottery to the NBA Finals in 1 year, how can he not be the best coach in the NBA?
I know that Alex is jumping on some of those Zoom calls here, so I think that, you know, he might join us here before the end of it. We're also going to jump on that stream later.
I want to introduce you to another of the great new sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, and it is a sponsor that would be important in any time if you want to have a beautiful workspace, but it's especially important now when you need a safe one as well, and that's safecubbies.com, which offers modular office solutions designed to elevate your open office into a modern and safe environment at any budget. You can personalize your workspace with options like whiteboards, magnetic panels, acrylic sheets, and graphic branding. Most of the surfaces are non-porous for easy cleaning and can be removed or replaced within minutes. Now, this is for workplaces. They've got a bunch of different options on their professional series, but also they've got private room solutions, dividers, and sneeze guards, and they have a classroom series as well. So if you're involved with a school, this is definitely something your school should check out, of course, if we have school in the fall. And that's the point here. We were entering a new normal period with COVID-19. Safecubbies.com, which is locally owned, is the place that you want to go. The phone number is 754-216-1071. Again, that's 754-216-1071 or safecubbies.com.
I mean, I don't think there's really much question now. I mean, Nick Nurse did a really good job and was coach of the year, but I mean, look, they couldn't beat this Boston team. And, you know, I mean, there's a very short track record there with Nick Nurse. I mean, it hasn't been a long time. He just beat Brad Stevens. I mean, he's considered to be up there. He's going to see Vogel in the finals. I was going to wait on this one, but I'll tell it. Alex and I were there. Summer League seems like forever ago. It was forever ago. Summer League 2019 in Vegas, second week of July. So we're now talking about 14 months. And we were waiting after a Heat practice. They had this little area in the back behind one of the arenas there. There's two arenas that are attached. So it was behind Thomas and Mack Center. And the Heat were practicing, and they were wrapping up. And I remember doing like a short podcast interview, like 10 minutes with Duncan Robinson, like thinking, I'm never going to use this. I mean, who cares about Duncan Robinson, right? I was hoping to get Hero when I was out there. I had a few minutes with none. And then it gets over with. And so it was just me and Alex and Nikias were the only three – quote unquote reporters still there. And out of nowhere, Frank Vogel comes in, and I was stunned to see this because I know about some of the rancor between them during the old Pacer Heat days. Vogel came up to give Spoelstra a hug. And I'm thinking to myself, man, that's like Eric Spoelstra in his mind is probably thinking, yeah, you're going to coach LeBron now. I could probably give you a few pointers. It's going to be a challenge. And now those two guys, Vogel and Spoelstra, going to be coaching against each other in the NBA Finals. I don't think anybody would tell you that Frank Vogel's a better coach. I think Vogel's done a good job this year. But if you look at coaches in the NBA, Rick Carlisle's good. He beat Spo way back. Spo's developed quite a bit over those 9 years. Again, you mentioned Nurse, Budenholzer. He's better than Budenholzer. Pop is the only name. And I don't know that Pop's heart's in it the way it has been. I thought he did a good job with that young group in the bubble. But it's been down for the past couple of years. The track record you can't argue with, the 20 years, nobody's had success like that in the NBA for that sustained a period of time, except maybe Red Auerbach. But and obviously Phil, I will throw in the mix there, and certainly Pat to a degree. But I think right now, if you look at where Eric is at, he was excited on media day when we saw him. He looked like a giant weight had been lifted and maybe shipped to Portland. He seemed, you know, just extraordinarily happy about having his group, a coachable, moldable group. And he has molded it his way this year. He's played the guys they developed. He developed. He has his coaching staff, a developmental coaching staff. No disrespect to the guys Pat had, but the moves on the coaching staff that have been made have been Spo. Okay? And all of this, this is like his pet project. There's no resistance from the guys inside the organization like there was during the Big Three. There's no long chats he has to have with Pat to argue about things like he did during the Big Three. Trust me. This is just, it's his show. He's confident about it. And he's also done it leading from a position of strength on other issues. He's been active in speaking about the voting, about Black Lives Matter, and all of those things. He has found his voice in a way that I don't know that he could with any other team. And I think to a certain degree, as much as Dwayne empowered him, as much as their relationship, which had its choppy moments but became really strong again by the end, having Dwayne there but then having Dwayne gone and having to do it on his own without Dwayne, I think has, to me, again, it's made this an Eric Spoelstra organization. It's where this thing is right now. And I don't think, I don't want to talk Lakers tonight. I don't think LeBron wanted to see him on the other side in this series. I don't, no. Maybe he wants to get it, Pat. I don't think he wants to see Eric Spoelstra on the other side. There's nobody in the league who knows LeBron James better than Eric Spoelstra. Nobody.
You know who's definitely not a better coach than Eric Spoelstra? Let's just get this on record. Brad Stevens.
Yes. Yes, that is true. All right, Alex is still on the Zoom calls. I'm going to let Greg finish after this, all right? So we're going to come back right after this. I'm going to let Eric put the capper on. Greg put the capper on this. What am I saying, Eric? God, we're all over the place tonight. Before we do, I want to tell you about our friend Louis Peters over at State Farm. This is an agency representing the number one auto and home insurer in the United States, more than 60 years of combined experience in the insurance industry. These are local agents that understand South Florida's unique market. Access 24/7 on louispeters.com. That's louispeters.com. Or you can walk in during the day, of course, on Southwest 117th Avenue in Miami, where you can find Mr. Peters and his entire staff there. Again, you can click in louispeters.com or you can call in at 305-275-5585. That's 305-275-5585 for insurance. There's so many different types of insurance. There's so many questions you got to ask. There's personalized service that is required for every customer, and Louis Peters will tailor it to you. There are no cookie cutter solutions. So again, the phone number, 305-275-5585, louispeters.com. All right. There's so much I wanted to talk about tonight that we didn't, parts of this game that we'll get to another time when we replay it. I'm going to give you a minute here. You had a tweet thread, Greg, about a year ago today, which is up on your phone. I'm just going to let you read it, and then we're out.
Point to the kids who called Heat culture an empty marketing slogan and laugh. Jimmy talked about wanting Heat culture in his life, the work, the grind, the fight, winning, never just going through the motions. Today is a banner day for those of us who remain on the right side of history with this Heat culture stuff. Riley washed, find soap and wash your mouths out. All the things Heat faithful were mocked for were validated today by the franchise star that we all wanted. Now Jimmy, flanked by a group of young dogs who want to work? Shit, man, let me sit down. I'm too excited. Don't ever in your life talk that stupid shit about Heat culture ever again. We don't believe you. You need more people. Tonight was a live looking at the soul of every Miami Heat fan. Call your mother. Tell her we ain't tanking, bitch. Tyler Hero being molded by Jimmy. I'm so here for it. No flexibility, they told me. No assets, they told me. No way to improve. Now a top 10 player is touting culture is why he came. I'm going to be on my bullshit all year. The Heat were stuck in NBA purgatory forever. Riley is washed. That appears to be a lame duck proverb at this point. And that's guts check today.
Oh, my God.
I'll be in Orlando starting tomorrow. We'll have podcasts for you all week long.
They said we were going to be the eighth seed.
Before or and after every game, we'll be on the streams. We're going to go over and join Alf over on the stream in a second. I don't know if this will be out by then, but I'll be on WSVN tonight. That's it. The Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in the past 15 years.